Welcome to Module 3 of the Tapping into Wealth Transformation. This is Margaret Lynch, of course, with you on this journey. And I want to mention first that in the last couple modules, we've really done some intense work. So I just want you to honor yourself for that. We've done intense work, and typically people work this program in a sort of weekly committed fashion, right? Well, they will create a schedule and work through a module a week, for example. And that is an intense pace, although it's exactly what I do recommend. And just know that as you work through these modules, they are going to continue to process even after the module is over and you've done the tapping and days are going by, you're going to bed at night and sleeping and your mind is processing it all, that it's going to continue to process, and it's intense. You know, it can trigger lots of different things, and this is where using tapping as an in-the-moment tool to shift, to deregulate, as we say, or turn down your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system reaction, the habit of being in fight or flight, which means anger, stress, frustration, anxiety, panic, fear. It's both ends of fight or flight, to buffer that down, turn that down, deregulate that over and over and over every time it comes up or every time something new that's related pops into your head. This is a powerful in-the-moment tool that can keep shifting your state. And what we're doing really is we talk about neuroplasticity, where we can reprogram your neural pathways. Well, we are actually sort of deprogramming, right, and buffering down, quieting down, getting less commonly used pathways and making them shift lower and lower and lower, because we don't want to keep using those pathways. We don't want them to be the commonly used pathways. We want them to be the dead, dying on the vine pathways while we open up into new pathways, right, of having a more calm, a more moderate, a more resourceful, both energy around money, nervous system tone around money, which will allow us to have a more resourceful, creative, and perspective around money. So it's a really great in-the-moment tool. The other thing that I wanted to say as we start this module is that you might be feeling sort of a mix of two things. One is like, wow, this is really hard and intense. And the other exact opposite is almost like, is this even going to work? Right? And you just want to honor that, that this is intense and that we are really going for a result. We are really looking for, over time, this to cause an immense shift in both your consciousness, your clarity, your understanding around what's been affecting you and your money, and how you operate. And that starts first at your nervous system level. If your nervous system is blasting fear, anxiety, frustration, anger, disappointment, in all of these habitual ways of thinking, you're up against a lot to try to change. Right? So it's important to first bring that nervous system reaction down, the automatic reaction down, so that you can step into a new way of being around money. And that is truly what changes your money over time. Right? Your money is actually going to start shifting and responding to the actions that you're taking and not taking. Right? So stopping actions that are not good and taking actions that are actually powerful and empowered in your money. And so all of the inner work eventually shows up through our actions, through how empowered we are and all of the actions we take from that space, through the goals that we're setting and all of the actions that we're taking from that place. So this is a process that starts within and then will show up in your actions. And this is where the module today is such a game changer. So what we're going to get into today is actually two separate and very intensive processes. One is called financial trauma and the other is called goal trauma. They are both trauma-based processes. So in the previous modules, we've gotten a lot of clarity about what's going on in your money, the unconscious hidden roots to things, where they came from. And in this module, we're really going to get into actual traumatic events that are drastically affecting how you manage and take and actually take action in your money, but they are very specific events. Now, that being said, these are two separate processes that deal with separate issues and have separate sets of impacts on you, but we are doing them in one module. Some of these, some people have both of these issues happening. Other people will have one more strongly than the other. So I want you to be very aware of how you are feeling and being in the process. If you need to get through one process and then pause the recording and take a break and breathe and continue to process that, then just be very aware of taking care of yourself, of taking that personal responsibility. And because we are talking about things that are quote-unquote traumas, I mean, they are traumas that are affecting our money, so they may not, or they may be or may not be traumas in the traditional sense of how we think of something that's traumatic, be aware that this has a range for people, right? This can sometimes tap into things that were hugely traumatic. And again, take that personal responsibility for yourself. If it feels to you that you need to reach out for support, for therapeutic support in the form of a licensed therapist or a therapist that you may already have in your life or another practitioner or a tapping into wealth coach, if that is appropriate, then please do so, right? This program, I am not a therapist. This isn't therapy. And this program is designed to really give you a lot of transformation, but there's always things that you are going to need support at to work through in a deeper way. And as we start to even use the word trauma, this is when we start to see these particular things appear in a more obvious way. So please do take that personal responsibility for yourself and in taking care of yourself very compassionately. You know, and if you're not sure, then ask yourself, what would someone who loves me very much say? Would they encourage me to get more support? Because the upside of tapping and transformational work with tapping is that there's a tremendous amount that you can do on your own with a program like this. And the downside is that we can start to believe that we don't need support beyond that, that that's all we need, that we can do it all on our own in our home by tapping, and we start to forget that there is a huge amount of value in the therapeutic relationship of being in the relationship with someone who is supporting you, right? Whether you need someone that is a truly licensed and trained therapist or someone that is more of a coach, you need to really be aware of that and take that personal responsibility. Okay, so I'm going to start off with what's called financial trauma. And again, if this is really intense for you, when we reach the halfway point and I say, okay, take a breath, we're going to totally switch gears and switch into goal trauma and tune into something completely new and intense. If you need to take a break at that point and pause the recording and come back to it later, that is okay, and that is actually fantastic for you to do. Okay, but I am going to keep going because we have a lot to get done. So I'm going to start by defining what is a financial trauma so that you can get clear about whether or not you have one, okay? And so this is the definition of trauma for me in general. And so just talking about the word trauma, because it can have a lot of different definitions. But if I were to give you my most general definition that strips away any of the particulars, to me, a trauma is any event that when it happened and was completed, it left you less resourceful. And by that, I mean you trust yourself less. You trust the world less. You love yourself less. It leaves you weakened. It leaves you in a state of knowing and trusting yourself and your instincts less. And so a trauma will be very much a dark cloud. And in both of these cases, financial trauma and goal trauma, they act as a dark cloud over your head that forever affect the way you deal with something. Very specifically, so when we have a financial trauma, it will specifically affect how we deal with our money. When we have a goal trauma, it will specifically affect how we will or will not set goals. So when it comes to a financial trauma, it's going to have this element 100%, where when you look back on that event, you say to yourself, since that day, I trust myself less. I trust the world less. I trust other people less. I trust God less. But the specific thing that makes it a financial trauma is this. When you look at your debt or your savings account specifically, you start thinking about something in the past that you could point to, an event, something that happened, where you say, if that hadn't happened, I would be so much further ahead. If that hadn't happened, these numbers in my savings or debt would look completely differently. I would be so much further ahead, so much better off. So I want you to think about that and what is coming to mind. If you could play the movie of a past event that affected your money, what would the title of that movie be? And I want you to take a second and think about that. If there's an event that happened that affected your money, what would the title of it be if it were a movie? And I want you to write that down. And I find that this can start to trigger some emotion in people because they already start to feel the loss that's there. The titles that I've heard many, many times over the years are things like The Day I Lost Everything. So I want you to take a breath because I want you to play this movie on the screen of your mind for a minute. And I know it's not fun to look at, but the reality is, if we could call this a movie, you're kind of still watching it all the time. It runs already. So we're going to look at it sort of boldly so that we can shift it. So I want you to take a breath and close your eyes and take another breath. And just feel the chair supporting you. For a second, notice that feeling of the chair supporting you. And notice your breath in and out. And just imagine or visualize what it would be like if you could see a movie screen, the movie screen of your mind. And on that movie is about that movie screen is about to play this movie. The title that you have given it is flashing on the screen. There it is. And so I want you to see the movie and see, where does it start? What's happening at the beginning of the movie? What are you doing and what are other people doing? And just notice that. And now let the movie progress to where the problem started happening. And I want you to notice what you're doing and what other people are doing around you. Now, very often, there are some criminal characters in the movie played by various people in our lives, some bad guys. And so I just want you to see what they are doing. Are they betraying you? Are they undermining you? And it's okay if you have sort of a loud dialogue, as many people do, where they are saying, well, really, I blame myself, I blame myself, I blame myself. Just take a breath and honor that. And for this moment, I just want you to see what other people are doing that undermined you or betrayed you or hurt you or outright wronged you. And I want you to see if you can feel some anger in there, some justified anger. And, you know, when people are very, very busy just blaming themselves, it can be very hard to get there. So I'm going to start with a quick round of tapping to lighten up some of that, well, I really blame myself, Margaret, because otherwise we can't quite process the part that other people did. And we need to process both. Okay, so I want you to just start tapping with me. You can leave your eyes closed if you want and just tap through any of the tapping spots at the sort of the pace and the speed, moving from spot to spot, that you choose. I typically use the eyebrow point, the side of the eye, the under the nose, the chin point, collarbone point, and top of the head. Sometimes I use the karate chop point, the wrist points, depending. But it's not important which point. It's just important that you continuously keep tapping. And I'm going to give you the phrases to say as always. Okay, so let's start tapping. There I am in my movie, making all of the mistakes. There was a lot of other people involved. And maybe that one key person. But right now, I'm blaming myself. I really should have known better. How stupid could I be? I should have known better. I should have seen it. I should have been smarter. I should have been stronger. How can I ever forgive myself? Why would I ever forgive myself? The mistakes I made are still wrecking my finances. This old movie, I keep watching it, and I gave it a title. And it's right on. And I'm still paying the price. I can still see the impact. All the mistakes I made. A million things I should have done better. I totally judge myself. I was an idiot. I was weak. It's unforgivable. Sure, there are other people involved trying to hurt me and wrong me. But I blame myself, and I should. I was an idiot, and I should have known better. I should have known better. I should have done it differently. And I've never let this go. And I will never let it go. I will never stop punishing myself. Why should I? I still deserve to be punished. Of course I do. And every time I look at my money, I remember this, and I beat myself up. And part of me says, I deserve everything I'm getting. I deserve the punishment in my money. I deserve it. And take a breath. That's pretty intense. And as intense as I have ever done that tapping, people tell me, Margaret, you were right on. And maybe not even hard enough. So the aha moment that I want you to have right now is how hard you are being on yourself. How hard you are being on yourself. How ruthless you are when it comes to this past event. And I want to suggest to you a connection that I've never seen anyone make except me, frankly, which is, every time you say, and it feels so innocent and so justified and so smart when we say it, every time you say, I should have known better, I should have done better. Oh, it seems so innocent and it seems so smart. But every time you say that, what you're saying is, I deserve to be punished. And what you've created in your finances is punishment. Because every time you look at it, doesn't it feel like punishment? And so I want you to see the connection between I should have known better and the refusal to forgive yourself and how that's connected to holding on to a negative situation in your money. It's like you will punish yourself forever and the money, the number in your savings account or debt will be the metaphor for punishment. Just take a breath. That's a tough one. So I want you to close your eyes again and look at this movie again. Just see yourself there. And I'm hoping that the "I was an idiot" is a little bit reduced. If not, I would stop here, rewind, tap again. Because I want you to see now, just switching gears a little more clearly, that there were other people involved who did not have your best interest at heart. And I want to see if now that we have reduced some of the, well, it's all my fault, so why bother getting mad at anybody else, which takes the anger that is there somewhere and pushes it way down. Because if it's all your fault, you don't deserve to be even angry at anyone else. So I want you to see if you can access a little more anger and outrage at the people who wronged you. Now, this can be a business partner, an ex, a family member. It can be a lawsuit, a hospital who injured you. It can be all sorts of people. And I just want you to see what they did. And we're going to tap about that and move and voice some of that, because when you have stuck outrage, justified anger and rage, unvalidated loss and hurt at someone else who wronged you, then you will also hold on to how they wronged you in your money as evidence. Okay? It's like the money becomes the metaphor for the evidence of, see how much you wronged me. So we need to also move that energy. So let's start tapping again. There they are. The one or many who wronged me, they really betrayed me, really screwed me over, and I didn't see it coming. Maybe I trusted them. Or I wanted to believe the best. Or I was overwhelmed, over my head. They took advantage of me. They schemed. They stabbed me in the back. They stole. Betrayed me. It's unforgivable what they did. And they never even acknowledged it. Never validated what they did. Never admitted it. It would be wrong to let this go. Why should I let them off the hook? They've never even apologized. And they probably never will. I'm still so angry. So angry. And I should be. They took so much from me. They took so much. And they just took and took. And I'm still paying the price. It's so unfair. So unfair. So wrong. And I lost everything. And it's still costing me. I can still see the evidence. Why should I let this go? I totally honor my anger because it's honoring me and everything I lost. Everything I lost. All this anger and sadness. A well of grief. So much loss. No wonder I'm stressed about money. There's all this grief. All this hurt. All of this shock. I still can't believe it happened. I still ask why. Why did this happen to me? I honor all of my feelings because they are honoring me. And take a breath. And so when we tap and we voice such intensity, we move a lot of energy. And that can feel like a lot of emotion. And so if you're having a lot of emotion right now, just keep tapping. You can tap the collarbone point. It works really well. And just keep honoring what is coming up for you. And please don't be surprised if it's a massive amount of tears and sadness and grief, period. I mean, if someone were to watch this movie, it was made into a documentary or filmed secretly, do you think someone who loves you would shed tears? 'Cause if so, if someone really saw how this affected you and how much you lost and how much you've lost since then, I mean, many people have said to me, I lost myself in that event, Margaret. Then be willing to cry those tears for yourself. Be willing to move that energy, to honor that, because it will hold on until it's honored. And until it's honored, it will not only hold on, but it will make sure that you unconsciously create evidence. It's like you're holding out for your day in court. You need your evidence. And that evidence can be a devastated financial situation. So I want you to just breathe, and I want you to close your eyes and go back to the picture. Go back to the movie and see how it looks now. How do those people look? Is it less intense? Often some of the intensity, as it comes down, you might see something very specific now, like, well, it feels better, but there's just this one thing I can't get over. And that is great, because you can tap about it specifically. You can tap very specifically about that. So make that note if you need to do some work there later. But I want you to see yourself in this financial trauma now. How do you look? And I want you to bring the movie, whether you rewind or fast forward this movie, to the point where things started to go wrong. And there was something that you did, some way of being that sort of stopped you from really seeing what was happening. So I just want you to see that there was a turning point in there, where you may have even paused for a second, but some programming kicked in. Now, for some people, it can be, I went into naive trust, or I went into overwhelm, and just there was so much going on, I literally just had to go on autopilot. Or I went into fear and anxiety, and I literally couldn't think straight. I just had to keep going. Or I went into just work harder. Put your head down, get busy, 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 and I see this in a lot of bankruptcies. Put your head down, and they just worked harder instead of putting their head up and looking around. And I also want you to see that back then, this was in the past, so you were younger, maybe by a lot. And at that point, there was probably resources that you didn't even know would have been appropriate. And so I just want you to see that there were things that that younger version of you, even if it was only 3 years ago, did not have the wherewithal or the knowledge about to seek out and bring in. Maybe there should have been legal documents or an attorney or a mediator type advisor, or maybe just an older trusted advisor. Where were there resources that you probably know about today or would use that you just weren't aware of that would have made all the difference? So I just want you to see that too. And so I want you to notice how you're feeling about yourself now. on a scale of 1 to 10, how high is I should have known better? Is there any way you could have known better? With everything that was happening and all of the other things that were happening at the time, is there any way you could have known or done better? And if that still feels like, yes, I could have, then you need to keep tapping over and over and over and over on that ruthless inner critic until it finally breaks. This is the most important work you could do on the planet right now. Is there any way you could have actually somehow known this exact thing was going to happen and handled it better with where you were then and all of the things you had going on and the other people involved? Or were you doing the best you knew how at the time? Even if it doesn't look like the best. Do you still need to be punished and learn this lesson, or have you been punished enough for the mistakes you made? Have you been punished enough? And if so, it's time to honor yourself and open up compassion. When we're saying, I should have known better, we are completely closed-hearted to ourselves. We are saying, I don't deserve. And is that really what you want to say? If you could step into the movie right now, the wiser version of you of today, and step into that movie, into the aftermath of everything that happened to that younger version of you, really would you say to them, for the rest of your life, you should never feel deserving? You should torture yourself with this for years. Or would you say, you gotta move on from this? This was already hard enough. It's okay to move on. You deserve better. So I just want to do some tapping to finish this up. And know that if depending on how triggering this process was for you, there may be some more to do around it, okay? And so tapping through the points, there I am, so long ago. I was younger. There's no way I could have really seen this coming. And when I started to know something was off, I went into an old pattern out of fear, out of shock, out of confusion. And of course I didn't know. How could I know the things that I know now? I didn't have the wisdom I have now. Hard earned wisdom. And I'm just going to honor that. The truth is, it was incredibly hard. And it devastated my finances. And that was a pretty big punishment. It's time for me to feel deserving again. So I can shift all of the old evidence that's showing up in my money. And the truth is, I learned so much from that. I am much wiser. Much, much more clear. Much more boundaried. And I'm just going to honor that too. I honor who I was. And everything that happened to me. I honor my anger at the other people. And I'm opening to letting it go for my highest good, not theirs, for my highest good. I deserve to look at my finances and see the amazing progress I'm making. I deserve that. To look at my finances and celebrate for every positive step I take. I deserve to celebrate how far I've come. Okay, and take a breath. And so that last tapping had some good positive affirmations in there. And it's a real shifting of the energy of looking at your current situation and your savings and your debt and having it be just the product of how you've been doing things up until now and knowing that there was a lot of hidden agendas in that. And as you shift that, then you look at your money as just present results, and present results change when you change. And shifting into looking at your money and celebrating for where you are right now and every step you take towards where you want to be. Not celebrating when you get there, celebrating every tiny bit of progress. Even if it's a dollar, you celebrate. Okay, and take a breath. We are going to shift gears into goal trauma, a similar process but with a different signature. Some of the tapping will be similar, but it has a whole different energy. And so with financial trauma, creates a dark cloud and holds negative patterns in your debt and in your savings and doesn't let them break. You know, 20 years later, we're still seeing the impact. Well, goal trauma sits as a dark cloud over where you want to go, and it will stop you from setting goals, and it will stop you from putting your heart into any goal you set. It will stop you from putting your heart in it. And we all know that expression. You know, people say, you know, we had a really, he talked a big game, but his heart was never in it, right? He had a lot of ideas, but he never put his heart into it. And some people even say heart and soul, right? Never really put their heart and soul into it. So shifting gears, when we look at goal trauma, you know, in the next module, we're about to start setting goals for where you want to go. And what I've learned working through this with thousands of people is that a significant number of people have what's called a goal trauma. It can be similar to the financial trauma and maybe even related, but it's a different aspect, a different aspect. It actually is a higher energy, sort of like an upper chakra or a more spiritual trauma. So this is what a goal trauma is, and this is how you can tell if you do or do not have one. So a goal trauma is an event that would sound like this. Okay, so I want you to see if you have an event in your past like this. You really, really wanted something. Something big and something different. Maybe even something that other people thought was crazy or tried to dissuade you from or were like, you'll never do it. And you were like, no, this is what I want and I can do it. And your belief was so open and so high that you threw yourself into this goal and you really gave it your all. Maybe more than you'd ever tried at something before. You really gave it your all. You put a lot on the line. Now, for some people, they even worked to the point of destroying relationships, destroying a marriage, not seeing their kids, or destroying their own health. So they were all in, and they believed. And then something went terribly wrong. Things did not work out. The operative word is disappointment. And disappointment is a very spiritual pain. Because it means that we really believed. We really believed. We suspended disbelief. Even when people told us we were crazy or naive, we took our inner skeptic and we said, nope. I'm going to believe and be all in. And when you do that and something goes wrong, it can be one of the most spiritually, soul-shakingly painful things to go through. And so if you're bringing something to mind, we're going to do it a similar process. So I want you to take a breath and close your eyes. And I want you to see this movie. This is a different movie. for some people, it can be a different part, strangely, of the same movie. But for many people, it's a different movie. Either way, I just want you to start seeing that movie play on the screen. Where does the movie begin? See yourself at the beginning. How much belief you had. And you may notice that you're already criticizing yourself right now. Like, look at me, I was such an idiot for believing. Are you hearing that? And so let the movie play forward, and I want you to see things starting to go wrong. And again, there may very well have been other characters in this movie that undermined you. Literally, were actively undermining you, or betraying you, or letting you just like flounder on your own. Maybe they were supposed to help you, and you ended up on your own and unsupported. And let the movie play out. And we're going to jump in and do some tapping. Remember when I said this is a lot for one module? It's a lot. And let's jump into the tapping. There I am. I was so naive. And I worked so hard. And I really believed. I really believed it would happen for me. And I killed myself. I worked so hard. I sacrificed. Maybe I made my loved ones sacrifice. They sacrificed too. And all for what? It ended in disappointment. Crushing disappointment. And I got to see the worst in some people. They didn't support me. Maybe they betrayed me. Or undermined my efforts. Or they just let me fail. They let me flounder. It was so painful. Because I really believed. I stupidly believed. I believed in myself. I believed in possibility. I believed people in the secret. And I believed that people would help me. And I was bitterly disappointed. Crushed, failed, all my dreams crushed. And as I look back, I still say to myself, I was so naive, so stupid, clueless, and it still hurts. Why would I ever want to get my hopes up again? No wonder I don't have the energy. To believe again. To dream big. Why should I? I totally honor this trauma. It was traumatic. And ever since that day, I don't trust myself. I don't trust my instincts. I don't trust anyone. And I certainly don't trust God. Since that day, I'm jaded. Maybe I hide it, but I am skeptical. And when I look at other people dreaming big, I say to myself, good luck. Good luck. I totally honor that. This is hard. I honor all of my feelings of loss, unfairness, sadness, disappointment. I could probably cry a week of tears if I really let myself feel it. And I'm just going to honor that. And take a breath. Take a breath. And so with other traumas, we often talk about them and get support, even a financial trauma. Like, we've often talked about it to people if we were betrayed or we were swindled or we, you know, got in an accident and you know, had to were in a battle about it or someone betrayed us. But with the goal trauma, it's so embarrassing. We never talk about it. So what we do is we soldier on. And that's what also makes it different. We don't want to tell people that we had a really big dream and it was completely a disappointing, bitter, crushing experience. And it never happened the way we had hoped. I mean, it just feels embarrassing. So we stuff it down and we get back to work, figure something out, sometimes act like it's not a big deal. But it was a big deal. And so if you have a goal trauma, I just want you to take this aha moment that was traumatic and it happened and it's affected you. and it's taken a massive chunk of your energy and weighted it down with a millstone. When I say dark cloud over your head, it's like a heavy, depressive energy. You might go through the motions of setting a goal, but you will never really let yourself put your heart in it. Why would you? That would be crazy. Because since that goal trauma, it's hard to trust. Right? You don't trust your instincts. You don't trust what's possible. Why would you? And so this is why I call it a trauma, because it fits my definition, which is ever since that happened, you are less trusting of yourself, less resourceful, less willing. And everything flows from self-trust. Everything. So I just want you to honor that this is a big deal if you have one. And we can't just gloss over it and just move on and not talk about it. You need to honor that it's a huge deal and a huge drain on your energy. And as you honor it and deal with it and move that energy, you will free up a massive amount of energy. Just like with financial trauma, we free up a massive amount of positive energy around I deserve. With goal trauma, we free up a massive amount of energy around ideas and inspiration and possibility. And we are able to take the wisdom from the past event and have a healthy inner skeptic that checks in while we are believing in the impossible and miracles and taking big action. If we don't clear the goal trauma, we will not move forward with the same energy and enthusiasm toward our goals. And those are the essential ingredients to reach your goal, especially to reach big, crazy, miraculous, outrageous goals. You need enthusiasm and energy. And so it's super important to get clear that this is a big deal and that clearing it is a big deal. So I want you to take a breath and I want you to see the picture again. I want you to see yourself there, see the goal trauma. The picture should be, have shifted a little bit just from all of the tapping. And just note, you know, if you do feel like you could cry for a week, because you really just moved on and tried to soldier on and never processed it, that's work I'm going to ask you to do this week. That's work I want you to do, to commit to keep tapping for the sadness and honor everything you lost and everything it meant. And as I mentioned as we started, for some people they worked so hard, especially in the cases of companies that started careening into bankruptcy, then they started working harder. The toll, the guilt that they feel for the toll it took on relationships is a whole nother aspect. And I can't tell you how many times people have told me that the stress of that goal and the beginning of the disappointment and then the scrambling with their head down to try to just not listen to the signs and just keep soldiering on and on and on and on, just hoping against hope, that gave someone in their life a stress-related illness, and, you know, themselves and or one of their loved ones, because it was so stressful. Part of the issue with goal trauma is that we believe so much and we don't want to give up that dream, that when things start going wrong, which they will, instead of adjusting, we panic and freeze and we go on autopilot and we become less resourceful. We actually start doing kind of crazy things, like putting on the blinders. And so I want you to look again at this movie and see yourself, because there was a point when things started to not go well. And what can you learn by watching yourself in the movie now? What automatic autopilot behaviors did you go into? Did you get triggered into anxiety and fear? And instead of really problem solving or reaching out and getting resources and getting clear and having a strong business or legal support, what did you do? What can you learn from that? And again, when you see those things, do you see that with who you were then and the skills and the wisdom and the knowledge you had or didn't have yet? Do you understand why it went the way it did? And I just want you to see where you're still blaming yourself. You know, where you could, like, see I was naive. That guy was stealing from me. I should have, why did I keep trusting him? I should have been stronger. This is when we start to see all of that reappear. So I'm just going to jump in and do tapping on it again, because the more I can do this with you, the freer you become. So just start tapping. There I am. I see it more clearly. All the mistakes I made. Why did I keep trusting? Why did I keep going? Why did I listen to the wrong people? Why did I let it happen? Why didn't I get better advice? Why didn't God support me? I made so many mistakes. I should have known better. 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 How could I know better? How could I have known better? All this judgment, all this ruthless judgment, it's all my fault. It's all my fault. I deserve to feel bad. That's what I tell myself. I deserve to feel bad. I'll never trust myself again. I'll never trust anything again. I totally honor all of this, the sadness, the loss, and all the mistakes I made. And the truth that that event made me smarter, made me a lot stronger, and gave me a lot of clarity and I'm just going to honor that too. I honor myself and how hard this was for me. Take a breath. And I want you to close your eyes again and just visualize yourself, that younger version of you, in the movie again. And just come towards the end of the movie when things have sort of fallen apart. And that version of you is sort of looking around and sort of seeing, wow, this was a big disappointment. If the you of today, with your knowledge and your wisdom and your experience, your hard-earned experience, the things that you have lived through and the things that you have seen, if you were to step into the movie like a trusted aunt or uncle, advisor, caring advisor to that younger version of you in the aftermath of this, what would you say to him or her? What would you say? Would you blast them while they're sitting there, head in hands with disappointment, crushed? Would you blast them? Call them an idiot? Would you? Or would you put your arm around their shoulder and give them some support? Remind them of all the lessons they can take from this, the growth. Would you tell them of all the ways they did impress you in watching this story? Their tenacity, even if it was ill-directed. Their hard work, their commitment, their willingness, their focus. Would you commend them on what they did well? I want you to do that right now in the quietness of your mind. Put your arm around them and say, good job. I'm proud of you. This is really hard, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And you're going to get through this. It's okay. It's okay. I just want you to feel that for a minute. Put your hand on your heart and feel that. It's a really different energy than how hard we are typically on ourselves. And so my last question is, would you say to that younger version of you to never dream big for the rest of their lives? To never bother dreaming big. Would that be your advice? Of course not. So I want you to tell them. Tell them how they should feel about dreaming big in the future. And how do they look now? How do they look now? And what is different in your energy? What is different in your energy now with that permission to dream big, to go for it? And you'll never repeat the past. It's impossible. You're not that person anymore. You've learned hard lessons. You're more conscious. You have more wisdom. You have a stronger inner skeptic. You know more about the need to have legal documents when it makes sense, or accounting when it makes sense, or experienced achieving people, not crazy people that surround you. There's so many different things you know now. It will be different. You know the importance of having strategic advisors, like this version of you that stepped into the old picture. But what is different in your energy with this deeper permission to dream big and to allow yourself to believe that anything is possible for you? What's different now? And take a breath, and I just want you to hold that energy in your body. We did a lot today. We did a lot here. And moving into the next module, I want you to bring this incredible energy with you. Bring this energy with you. And so it's my recommendation that you come back to this goal trauma process and do it again one more time before going into the next module, which is Outrageous Goals, Module 4, where we will start setting bigger goals. I don't want you to come into that module with a dark cloud hanging over you. And so that is your homework, to continue to process and tap on these pieces that are intense for you. And it's okay. You don't need me guiding you to close your eyes at any moment in the day and visualize the picture again and see it. Because visualizing and seeing is actually a better, more accurate test of where you're at. If it's intense and you feel the judgment, you know you have more to do. If it feels light and the version that you picture yourself, what do you see, is lighter and happier and less traumatized, and the intense traumatic parts are less visible and feel less important, you know you've made progress. And what we're looking for in the end is for you to be able to look at these traumas and have a completely different perspective, which is, because I lived through that, I actually trust myself more. Because that happened, I actually trust myself even more now. That is when you know you have arrived. And when the past event no longer is being held in your unconscious mind, in your nervous system, as a trauma that you need to guard against for the rest of your life. Okay, I just want to honor all of the work that we did in this module and honor where you're at and ask you to be very compassionate and caring to yourself over the next week as you continue to do this work. To be compassionate, to be caring, to maybe even go further than you ever have into compassion and self-care. If you are going to go further into compassion and self-care and taking care of yourself, now is the time to do it, because this is very intensive work. And I promise you, the payoff on the other side is a massive shift in both your money and the energy that you need to start creating a whole different reality in your money. I'll see you on the next module. Okay, I finished the recording there, guys. That was an intense one. Woo! And it's a little bit over. We've gone a little bit long today. And there's a couple comments on the Q&A line saying this has been so powerful and releasing for me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. What came up for me was a relationship dream, but I'm sure it will affect my finances. It was all so clear. So thank you for that comment. And I really feel, again, to reinforce that this was a lot today, and you guys doing it with me live, there is a different, it's an even more powerful energy. You know, I'm saying these things to you in this present moment, and that creates a bigger energy, and you can, I think, see and feel and ride the wave of energy even in my voice and the emotion that comes up for me as I do these processes with you. And that does make it more intense. So really be good to yourself and keep tapping. And we'll see you on the next class. Oh, Louisa says, hey, Margaret, awesome, thank you. quick question. Can this fit into goal trauma? Father would take birthday and Christmas presents back for a refund for punishment after picking a fight with me. That's pretty traumatic. I think that does fit into, not so much goal trauma, but maybe more financial trauma in that, not necessarily would I call that what my definition of a financial trauma, that's really affecting your finances like debt or savings directly, but it's certainly a piece of your paradigm that will create a very strange energy around receiving, and to me it means that you would be very guarded around receiving and have a hard time receiving, which will absolutely affect your money, because if your energy is, I don't need anything, I don't want anything, I don't want to receive because it's too scary, then it's going to be hard, it's going to be easy for you to work hard, but hard for you to really receive money? So great question. Okay, I'm going to honor the energy that we're all in, and I'm going to sign off, and we'll see you on the next module. Bye, everybody.
The moderator has left the conference.